Welcome back to our Faith Builder podcast and happy season of Lent. Wait, what? Did she just blaspheme? Did she just wish us a happy Lent? No, I wasn't making light of something holy and sacred. And yes, I did wish you a happy Lent. It seems like almost an oxymoron to use happy and Lent together. Traditionally, people don't look forward to the season of Lent. To a lot of people, it's a time of penance, sacrifice, fasting, and sorrow. Geez, for crying out loud, the very first day of Lent, we can't eat meat or snack in between meals and have to wear ashes on our head. Yes, this is true, but let's discuss the purpose of it all. The word Lent comes from the Latin word lenten, which means springtime. Springtime is a time of rebirth and renewal. I always think of Lent as my own personal new year, in time to reflect and grow in my relationship with God. On Ash Wednesday, we receive ashes on our forehead, or this year, because of COVID, have them sprinkled on our heads. Now, what does Father say to us when applying the ashes? He either says, repent and believe in the gospel, or remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Now, this isn't meant to make us feel like we're horrible people or our lives have no meaning. It is supposed to remind us that we are human beings that God created and has created for something greater. The material things of this world are irrelevant and will pass away. We shouldn't put our attention, thoughts, or desires on these things because they won't bring us to heaven. Repent means to turn away from the sins and temptations of society and focus on God and what He taught us in the Scriptures. This is what will lead us to Him. Focusing on the life of Jesus and what He modeled for us will lead us there. God loves us so much, He sacrificed His Son for us. This is the sorrowful part of Lent, the part where Jesus was rejected by His followers, suffered, and died for us. We do reflect on this, especially during Good Friday. But even then, it's called Good Friday because of the greater good that came out of Jesus' suffering. Don't think of Lent as a time of burden, but rather a time to hit the reset button. Take stock of your faith life. What are the things that you can give up so you can spend more time focusing on God? It doesn't necessarily have to be food. You can give up bad habits such as swearing. You can cut down on the time you spend on your phone or computer. You can give up a favorite TV show. You can also do something extra. Spend 10 minutes a day reading from the Bible. If you're tempted to gossip about someone, instead pray for that person. All of these things can draw you closer to God. The purpose of fasting is to take our focus off of ourselves and our needs, habits, and desires and refocus our attention on God and the change it can bring in our life. I'll be praying for all of you during this season. So have a happy Lent, and remember to stay hopeful, be prayerful, and keep building the faith.